In Pittsburgh, neighborhoods are often named for historic people or geographic features. Take Stanton Heights, named for former Secretary of War Edward Stanton, or The Bluff for being a bluff. For our Good Question series, 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley looks into how one uniquely named community got its name, Fairywood.
Good Question asker Damian Butler Bocelli has lived in Pittsburgh his whole life and wondered about a community in the West End on the edge of the city limits.
I've always been curious, the neighborhood in Pittsburgh called Fairywood, you know, why is it named Fairywood? You know, it's such a peculiar and interesting name.
Pittsburgh City Council President Teresa Kale-Smith represents Fairywood and other West End neighborhoods. She says she heard its name comes from residents in the early 20th century.
What I heard was when the school was built, that the school was surrounded by woods and it was a magic place, Fairywood. And that's what they started calling it Fairywood is what I heard.
Despite the near constant hum of 18-wheelers, the neighborhood is scenic and only 7 miles from downtown.
One of my favorite places is where the school used to be. And you look up and you can see the views are just beautiful. You can see mountains, you can see the sky, you see the grass. It's just beautiful scenery.
But there's likely more to the story because the neighborhood got its name before the school was built. In the early 1900s, land developer Otis B. Lane took an interest in the area that had previously been the G.W. Daly Farm. According to City Archives in a 1907 article from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the company constructed 75 houses that were described as being just far enough away from the dirt and smoke of the city, yet within reach of the heart of life and business. In that same article, it says the Lane Building Company chose the name Fairywood. Perhaps the people already living in the area gave Otis Lane the inspiration, or perhaps the enchanted name was just a marketing tactic to sell houses. The city of Pittsburgh annexed what's now Fairywood in the 1920s, and although the area has seen challenges, for many residents, it was a great place to grow up.
My name is Harry Carr. Well, we moved there probably around 1962, 63. I was there when Kennedy was assassinated, so it must have been 62, 61. I was 6 years old.
Carr's parents and 5 sons moved into a housing project called Broadhead Manor in Fairywood. The former military housing complex included more than 400 apartments for low-income families.
I remember that there were kids, children, people to play with everywhere. Each family had 4 to 5 to 6 kids. So there was always somebody doing something, picking up ball games, basketball, all the things that children do.
Newspaper articles from the time reflect Carr's experience. Big families, both black and white, Boy Scout meetings, a regular clinic on site, and generally good relationships in the complex. In the next few decades, however, that would change. Through the years, Broadhead and other buildings fell into disrepair. Between 1950 and 2000, Fairywood's population went from nearly 5,000 people to a little more than 1,000 today. Crime also dominated headlines about the neighborhood. Vivian Smith moved to Fairywood more than 50 years ago, and then she and her toddler daughter moved to Broadhead in 1973.
So I worked over there in Broadhead. I did community work at first.
But the community was shifting, and like many metropolitan areas in the 1970s and 80s, drugs were making their way into the neighborhood.
At the time when crack came in, it was a mess.
Today in Fairywood, most of the homes are off its main stretch, Broadhead Fording Road. The peninsular neighborhood is mostly filled with warehouses, including some for Amazon and Giant Eagle. There's a Salvation Army, some railroad tracks, and a lot of trees. Broadhead was closed, as were most of the amenities like the pool and gathering spaces that once served the many residents. Councillor Kale-Smith says when she was first elected in 2009, the area was struggling.
I felt like the residents weren't valued as much as they should have been, just because they were a smaller area.
Currently, Kale-Smith says there are plans for new housing for seniors in Fairywood, and the city and developers plan to build 2 150,000-square-foot warehouses on the former Broadhead Manor site. She says she hopes these type of projects bring opportunities to the neighborhood and bring the community together.
But when they see their homes and their neighborhood built up for people like them who want to stay in the neighborhood, then I think that's when this trust starts growing a little bit.
I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.